sure you guys have all heard the rumblings of a torch walk all around Maui. Well, let's go to the source, ladies and gentlemen. Kiao Moku. Good morning, brother.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Oh, this mask never started and I feel like my eye is ready to pop out of my socket.
I know, everybody's like calling it. Hey, what, Allah, what we going to do? What, yeah. So, you know, it's like, okay, let me just call Kiao Moku because he know.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So,
well, I'm one of the components to the march, but there's many out there, and, you know, mahalo to all those kupunas that helped Deerhead and put this together in Maui.
So, what is it? It's a torch walk?
It's a torch walk, and literally, what this whole thing was about, we've been having meetings for the past couple of months now with a lot of kupuna and people from all over Maui, from Hana, all the way around, even the west side. And we started talking about, you know, how can we make, you know, some sort of impact to literally bring everybody together because of, you know, certain interesting changes that are happening to our aina, our environment, and our health of our land and ocean environment and the welfare of our future generations tomorrow. So, just so happens, this time, February, is actually the closing of the makahiki season. So in traditional times, literally makahiki season right now is amongst us welcoming the return of Lono, which is the bringer of rain and winds. Its beginning was set at the first new moon after the constellation Makahiki, known to the Westerners as the Pleiades. And literally, it was seen rising in the eastern sky on sunset. All work was refrained from during the Makahiki period. Even the Ali'i were restricted from doing anything. There would also be a procession that went around the islands to inform people that Lono was amongst us, which gave them the innate ability to prepare. Prepare for what? And we talk about, you know, how we're going to provide for ourselves in a future generation based upon all these different issues that we're facing today. So in essence, what this means is to stop what you're doing, pay attention, slow down, and look at our provider. And who is the provider? It's our land. It's our people. So, just so happens, it is that time again that we take to the Alanui, the roadways of Maui, respect and observance to our kupuna, ancestors of our past, as well as our commitment of our responsibilities of our ohana tomorrow. We will be doing a torch march around Maui, February 28th, this Friday, 11 p.m., starting from Moku'ula, across from 505 Front Street, that's Malu'ulo Lele Park, and we're going to be heading west the entire distance of 193 miles non-stop.
Okay, Friday, February 28th.
Yeah.
What time, brother?
Friday night going to be at 11 p.m., so 12 o'clock, we're going to start the march, and the changeover is Saturday already. And literally, what we're doing is, it's going to be on slow-paced march. Hopefully, we make them in 6 days, and we hope to get back to Moku'ula at least by Friday, 5 o'clock. And that's where the closing ceremony is going to be. What we want to put out there to the general public is, we are asking all the joiners, be it just to walk one block from your home, or the next Ahupua, or the next land district. This is a time for all on Maui to be united as one, where we leave all our titles, governor, mayor, county council, chief executive, etc. At home, we come together with one goal to say that we need to take care of our people first. On a different note, you know, because of Moku'ula, we like to take the time now to send a get well out there to Executive Director Konia Kana and his family in Oahu, because he's in hospital, yeah?
Yeah.
He also gave us a heads up that he's definitely going to try to make it on a closing, and I really hope that happens, but best wishes to him and everything that he's going through.
Are you guys going on, like, the public highways and byways?
Yeah, and we've been having meetings with the county rep, Mahina Martin, and the police department, fire department, letting them know what we're going to be doing, and we got some information out there on the website. We're not mad to this kind of stuff, yeah, so this was real grassroots for us. We don't know how to do anything about PRing or how we're going to PR this thing. We just wanted to do this at a grassroots level. You know, all our makaina now is all just the common people getting together, trying to do something for the benefit of our aina and all these problems that we're facing.
We just, you know, walk clear.
One of those problems is we're hoping that this touch march will bring better understanding to all different pending issues that have been on the forefront. You know, one of the biggest pending issues is the city land trust benefit for Native Hawaiians for the betterment of Native Hawaiians is health, housing, education. You know, one of the biggest discussions of whether our people of these islands are being cared for from the revenues that are set aside that are meant for our elderly and our children and our ohana.
Right.
Yeah, and another issue is the betterment of our resources by seeking advice from kupuna with generational knowledge on traditional land and ocean practices, not from some guy with a degree from Harvard who only knows Hawaii from Google Earth. Yeah.
Google Earth.
I mean, I went on that website and I'm like, oh my God, they're watching us already.
Trippy, huh? Trippy.
Oh, yes.
But we can Google Earth you guys, so make sure we know where you guys stand, what you're doing. You guys have you guys have set ups and stuff like that? We worry? You guys get camps going?
What we're
going
to have is an escort all the way to 6 days, and it's a torch escort. What we want to do, and mahalo alakai for this, is, you know, just put an awareness out there to let people know that we're going to be day and night walking on the roads. We're going to have fluorescent jackets that are provided from us from the Security Association for the hotels of Maui. You know, everybody wants to kokua and put in whatever they can. They're also giving us a satellite phone that can be on the top of everything all the time.
Wow! Okay, so call me and leave your reports, then I can just record them and put them on the air. Leave them on my cell phone.
I would love to do that. I mean, as we're going on a march, maybe I can just give one heads up to the radio stations, letting them know where we're going to be every step of the way.
Yeah,
just so
definitely.
Know when we stay outside their backyard or their front yard walking by.
They should have ordered me I ready. They come around the corner,
man. That's one other thing. A lot of people have been calling how they can help support this thing. So we told them, wow, when we're hitting, you know, like the real urban areas, okay, no more house, no more kahales, no more bathrooms and stuff like that, that, you know, we definitely going to be considered. But as we're walking by certain places, hey, you know, if they want to come out, grab the torch, or even just touch the torch, they're welcome to. At the same time, you know, if they get some water, we would appreciate that too.
Oh, of course. Of course. Okay.
This is all about is to give an opportunity to bring common values, kinship, and this walk will be a walk of spirit and unity. Well, welcome to participate in this trek on Maui as a relay for Aina and our people.
Yeah, because, you know, sometimes you just got to be still and just clear the mind, and then all the answers come, yeah. You got to just get rid of the challenges and everything that else is blocking your minds today, people. Take time, slow down, and then, you know, walk with our kupuna, think about the future, and, magic.
Yeah, it gives us a time to look at our environment, look at our ocean, look at our aina, and see how all those things are definitely changing. Whether or not it's for the best, or, you know, who knows, let's hope it's for the best and not for the worst, but just to bring that commonality within us to have that understanding that we need to start caring for ourselves and our environment.
Exactly. So, Malu'ulu Olele, Friday, February 20th, 11 p.m., that is in protocol. Leave it midnight, and they're going west.
Yeah, we're going west, and we're heading towards Ritz-Carlton, Kapalua, that's Honokohua, and we're going to stop over there for a while, and we're going to put all the way around, and we'll see what happens. And, you know, a lot of communities out there have been calling me. Hana is on the go right now, and Uncle Bully, Ho'opai, is coordinating his district. He's telling us we don't need walk, so, all right. They get about 12 guys over there, go walk every 2 hours, and hopefully they can make the circumference in a day.
And then, you know, when you go Kahkuloa, you got to go eat ice shave, Uncle Richard's place, got to swim in the river.
Yeah, you know, Uncle Richard, thanks to Uncle Richard, because he was the one that was instrumental in a lot of the kupunas that got together that gave the Inoa the name for this march. And the name of this march is Ka'apuni e Ho'akukui o na Moku Aina. What it means is to enlighten the roadways of Maui, to bring better understanding to the people.
Okay, so Chamagin in Hawaiian, I'm going to chant that one. Ka'apuni.
Ka'apuni e Ho'akukui ona moku aina.
Ka'apuni e ho'a kukui ona moku aina.
Yeah.
Yay!
Hey, right on.
Yeah.
You get your first second year's college degree.
Well, good luck to you folks. And brother, it's 193 miles?
Yeah, 193 miles. So hopefully our bye-bye, our legs hold up on us.
Can.
But this is a relay, so... Everybody is welcome to take part.
Okay. Maybe somebody
walks. And I'm hoping that a lot of people take part, because I don't like to be walking 193 miles by myself.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not going to do that. No worry. No worry. You're not going to be like that.
And, you know, Uncle Eddie Pooh used to do this march, yeah, every year at his birthday. So that's another up to Uncle on the east side as well.
Oh, okay then. We'll be checking up on you guys and wishing you the best. And hopefully when you guys come central, we'll be walking. Okay, brother. Good luck.
Okay. Mahalo. Thank you. Aloha.
You are so welcome.
Okay.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Ka'apuni e ho'a kukui o na moku aina. The Torch Walk to unite all people. We have so many concerns. It's the closing of the makahiki season. Slow down. Take time. Respect our kupuna and care for our youth. Malu'ulu olele Friday night, 11 p.m. That's the beginning protocol.
I pledge allegiance to my people, the Kanaka Maoli of this land. I will care for the Aina as it has cared for my people for generations. I will care for the streams, oceans, and beaches which bring us life. I will always remember our kupuna, those with us and those who have passed. I will continue to olelo Hawaii, speak my native language. I will be like the shark and boldly protect my heritage. I will be like the olona and bind my people together. I will be like the hawk, always searching beyond the horizon. And above all, I will praise and give thanks to Keakua, maker of all things. Imua! Imua e nā poki! Imua! Imua e nā poki! Ainu i ka vai ava ava! Imua!